Hello and welcome to Blind Sports Australia newsletter for April 2014, read by Laura Russo. From the CEO, Blind Sports Australia is pleased to relaunch our regular newsletter. We hope you find it informative and interesting. BSA has had an interesting 6 months. However, I think it would be fair to say that the worst is behind the organisation and there is some real traction at moving forward and things are improving. Rob MacPhail resigned as CEO in November and the board has engaged Stephen Barnes from Byron Vale Advisors to manage the organisation in the interim. The board have been busy resolving some legacy issues but are now working at taking the organisation forward. Stephen and a board member have been conducting teleconference or face-to-face meetings with member organisations to begin opening the two-way lines of communication. I think all that have participated to date have found these quite beneficial. The board are also developing a 2014-2017 strategic plan and working to ensure the organisation again is relevant and effective for the members. There are essentially three key areas that BSA will be focusing on: participation, promotion and advocacy. In addition, the board will be attempting to create a sustainable and stable financial platform so they can then have the resources to support BSA members. Shortly, I'll be putting together a budget for BSA. We hope to include initiatives that will assist our members. Each organisation will be asked for information on programs and projects that BSA can assist with. We will collate this information and look at how we can accommodate these programs and projects with the aim of benefiting our members as much as our resources permit. I would like to emphasise, though, that BSA will be working to a tight timetable, so any late information may not be considered for the next financial year. Also keep in mind BSA's strategic priorities are participation, promotion and advocacy, and requests will also be assessed against these priorities. Blind Sports Australia has updated its member protection policy. A copy is on the BSA website. We have also identified two people to member protection officers and they are currently ongoing the necessary training. BSA are about to redevelop their social media presence and are looking for a person to be the webmaster and administrator. Essentially, we require a person to update all social media forums, website, Facebook, Twitter and LinkedIn. If you, someone you know or someone's daughter or son that needs some work or social enterprise experience, then please put them in contact with Stephen Barnes. BSA intends to have regular newsletters. They will be more interesting and relevant if they contain more information about our members. Please send in anything you wish to add or include in the next newsletter. Stephen Barnes, Interim CEO. Sochi Winter Paralympic Games. BSA congratulates Jessica Gallagher. Vancouver bronze medalist and vision-impaired athlete Jessica Gallagher made her return to ski racing in September 2013 with new guide Christian Geiger after competing in athletics at the London 2012 Paralympic Games. As the first Australian female to compete at both the Summer and Winter Paralympic Games, Gallagher has again been selected to the team and heads into Sochi in formidable condition, as does teammate and rival Melissa Perini and her guide Andrew Bohr, with both pairs winning a number of IPC World Cup gold medals this season. Jess Gallagher has won a bronze medal at the Sochi Winter Paralympics to finish the Australian Paralympic team's disappointing campaign on a high. Gallagher, Australia's only female Winter Paralympic medal winner after her bronze in Vancouver in 2010, and her guide Christian Geiger, won the bronze medal in the giant slalom, vision-impaired classification. The pair were disappointed in their failure in the slalom on the first heat, where Gallagher missed a gate and finished 40 seconds outside the medals, but rebounded strongly, posting a combined time of 3 minutes 2.11 seconds, behind winner Henrietta Farkasova of Slovakia, whose time was 2 minutes 48.63. And Russia's Alexandra Franchevka on 2:54.91. Australia's other medal chance, fellow vision-impaired skier Melissa Perini, failed to finish her first run. Gallagher, a B3 skier, was paired only mid-last year with Geiger, a former Olympic hopeful who retired from able-bodied racing after a serious car accident. The pair has had a rapid and at times difficult learning curve to have the partnership working smoothly by the Games. Jessica Gallagher said, "After the slalom, obviously we were really upset and I was feeling very ill, so for me it was just about coming out here and having fun, because the day of the slalom I felt like I was going to pass out with every turn. I was so dizzy, so for me it was just about trying to stay relaxed. We've put in a lot of hard work and effort, and Christian obviously came in quite late, and I'm grateful to have him around. I've learnt so much from him, and he's an amazing skier, and I'm just really pleased we could get the medal after not producing the result we would have liked in the slalom." Geiger said he had an overwhelming feeling of relief after an interesting journey in which he had quickly come to respect the achievements of Paralympic skiers. "It's amazing what they can do, from the visual impaired to the standing to the sit skis. They're the athletes and we're just doing everything we can to get down the hill quickly," Geiger said. Meanwhile, Perini's guide, Andy Bohr, said they had been unlucky during the giant slalom run. He said, "Mel's come out, done her best like she has every single run. Coming down that pitch, Mel is completely blind, staring into the sun, doesn't see a hole and the ski comes off. It's really hard not to get frustrated at times, but she's doing her best and things just didn't happen today." Perini said she would continue skiing despite her disappointing Games, which included a disqualification for wearing an illegal visor, and would take heart from having at least skied fast. "They're not the best results that I'd wanted, that's for sure," Perini said. "I've had a lot of bad luck, a lot of things have gone against me, but that's the way things go sometimes. I know that I want to keep skiing. I want to keep doing this for hopefully another 4 years if my body will let me. This is what I love to do." Eye to Eyeball, Perth. Message from Jacqueline King-Small. "Hi all. I'm very sad to advise that the decision has been made in consultation with the National Blind Sporting Council and WADSA to cancel this year's gala dinner due to low ticket sales. My apologies to those who have booked tickets. Refunds will be processed as a matter of urgency. We will still be announcing the Hall of Fame nominees and winner in a few weeks. While disappointing, this might be the impetus to start a conversation about how we in Western Australia can work on lifting the profile of blind and visually impaired athletes and community members generally, so that we can start attracting a better level of funding. I'd love to meet with you all later in the year as a group or individually to talk about what we can do. I'm just a volunteer, but this cause is close to my heart. Please don't hesitate to contact me if you have any questions or comments." The 2013 Get a Blind Person in Sport fundraising campaign sold out and concluded in early January. Congratulations to Gail Hughes from Port Douglas, who was the $20,000 major prize winner. And now the Pin and Win promotion. Blind Sports Australia, in partnership with the Blind Sporting Council, have launched a national Pin and Win promotion. Buy a collectible pin and receive a free scratch card, with which you could win some of the $60,000 prize money. The promotion will assist, providing the opportunity for blind and vision impaired people to experience recreation and sport. It will help with representing blind sportspersons and sports at national and international events and forums, and promoting blind sport. Please support the Pin and Win seller who are coming to a shopping centre near you. The sellers would be really interested in talking to blind sportspersons. It helps them understand and appreciate blind sports and in turn helps them promote and sell the Pin and Wins. Guide Runner Available. Matt Bailey is a guide runner for Rob Matthews, MBE, in New Zealand. He is coming to Sydney soon with his job and would like to see if he could guide any blind athletes in Sydney. Matt has raced with Rob in the ITU and actually swam and rode with Rob as well. As a result, he would be open to assisting any blind triathletes. Matt is due to arrive in Sydney in May. Please contact me if you or someone you know would like an experienced guide. As an addendum, Rob Matthews has written a book. It's called Running Blind. It is the inspiring story of one man's journey into the night. Disability is in the eye of the beholder. I choose not to let my disability stop me from doing anything. I know that I wouldn't have achieved half as much as I have if I had lived a normal life. Going blind forced me to focus. This was the first time in New Zealand publishing history that an adult non-fiction title was printed in Braille at the same time as print. Attitude Live. Attitude are a New Zealand TV company that makes a weekly documentary show on people living with disabilities. They recently made a film about a have-a-go day on skiing for people who are vision impaired or blind. If you'd like to check it out, the link is http://attitudelive.com/blog/dan-buckingham/film-visually-impaired-snowsports. And apparently they have some older films on mountain biking and wrestling. And you can find those at, for the mountain biking one, http://attitudelive.com/documentary/blind-mountain-biker. And for the wrestling videos, http://attitudelive.com/documentary/blind-wrestler. Blind Sports Australia in the media. David Blythe was on ABC Tropical Radio Mackay in February discussing BSA's successful fundraising promotion in 2013. That campaign was sold in Queensland and Victoria only, and a large percentage was sold in regional Queensland. We were really pleased that the major prize winner came from Queensland and that the ABC Tropical audience could hear about the campaign. Stephen Barnes was interviewed by Peter Greco on RPH Radio in March. If anyone would like to hear either of these interviews, please contact Stephen Barnes. And now for some news from the Blind Sporting Council. While Blind Sports Australia and the Blind Sporting Council decided not to amalgamate last year, they have begun working more closely. This is evident with the Partnering Together for the Pin and Win campaign. The two organisations have also got a good two-way communication channel, and information and idea sharing is happening. BSC have decided to move away from the traditional income streams, such as tin collections, and invest in campaigns with potential to directly engage with their stakeholders. Over the last few years, BSC have been utilising reserves to fund their grant program. This was unsustainable, and as a result, BSC have cancelled their next grant round. With the change in strategy and the partnership model, BSC hope to be in a position to resume grants shortly. The BSC have several new board members. They'd like to welcome Anthony Clark, OAM, Paralympian, judo world champion and martial arts teacher. Also Brian Lynch, financial planner, MBA financial strategists. And Raju Narayan, director, India DMITRE. And Lisa Smith, director, indirect tax, KPMG. So what have the members of Blind Sports Australia been up to? Well, Blind Cricket have been running Come and Try Days. To date, these have been held in Victoria, Queensland and Western Australia. Blind Cricket Australia National Selection Panel and Blind Cricket Australia Directors announced a 16-member squad to tour India and Sri Lanka between the 12th and 27th of April in 2014. The Blind Cricket Australia squad now reads as follows. B3 players are Matt McCarthy, Ray Moxley, David Gauci, Jesper Sogeng, and Stephen Palmer. The B2 players are Brett Wilson, Lindsay Heaven, Corey Heberle, Mark Haskett, Peter Lowe, and Matthew Kent. While the B1 players include Chris Bailey, Michael Zanis, Hamish McKenzie, Sam Byrne, and Ashley Maloney. While the leadership group consists of Matt McCarthy, captain, Ray Moxley as vice-captain, and David Gauci as deputy vice-captain. While the officials are umpire Michael Clements. Former Australian captain Peter Robinson is the coach for this series. Blind Cricket Victoria took back the banks of the Murray Cup, winning both matches. In match one, Victoria made 207 and the ACT fell short, making 158. In match two, Victoria made 171 and the ACT managed 111. A great day of blind cricket was had by all, with around 30 spectators coming down to Bilson Park, the home of Albury Cricket Club. And now for news from the Australian Blind Bowlers Association, ABBA. Former coach of ABBA, Graham Clements, has earned recognition in the Melita Coach of the Year Award category due to, among other achievements, his invaluable organisation and support of the ABBA national team's journey to the International Blind Bowlers Association Championships in the United Kingdom. The national team of 8 players, 4 female and 4 male, and 8 directors performed exceptionally, winning 54 out of a possible 77 matches to finish second overall to South Africa by 4.5 games, a credit to Graham's ability to get the best out of his players. All Australian players won a medal at the event, the first time this milestone has been reached, including 2 gold, 4 silver and 4 bronze medals. Graham is commended for the tireless work ethic he displayed during his time in the role of national coach for the Australian Blind Bowlers Association prior to his retirement from the role. He is sharing this honour equally with the coaches of sighted bowlers. In the Commonwealth Games 8 Nation Trial competition in Glasgow in August 2013, Marion Morrison and Tony Scott won the gold medal. Congratulations to them. Australia retained the Trans-Tasman Bowls series title with a day to spare after convincingly winning the second test in Victoria. The Jackaroos won a third straight crown courtesy of a dominant performance on the slow Traralgon Bowling Club greens on Wednesday. The winning margin was even more emphatic than the first test, with Australia winning every men's and women's class at open, under-18, development and parasport levels, aside from the women's development competition. Vision-impaired bowler Joy Forster from Queensland and Tony Scott from Victoria are among 5 bowlers with a disability and 10 able-bodied bowlers named by the Australian Commonwealth Games Association at the City of Melbourne Bowls Club on the 25th of March. Both will make their Commonwealth Games debut in the bowls competition for athletes with a disability, referred to as para bowls, to denote parallel to able-bodied competition. Forster and her sighted director Bruce Jones will compete with the Victorian bowler Tony Scott and director Peter Scott in the vision-impaired mixed pairs competition. Any medals won by bowlers with a disability will be counted as part of the overall Australian medal tally at the Commonwealth Games. Goalball Australia. The Goalball Australia youth program is now in its 3rd year and continuing to grow strong, with a planned tournament in Europe around August 2014, coming off our strong outing in the IBSA Youth World Championships during 2013. This year, there will be 3 national training camps for our Goalball Australia youth program and an international tournament combined with the Aussie Invitational Cup for our top 12 youth athletes. With our youth girls team currently ranked 4th in the world and our boys team ranked 9th, it is increasingly important to make sure this program continues to foster youth athletes with a vision impairment competing on the world stage to gain valuable experience for future Paralympic senior development. current opportunities exist around coaching for both our girls and boys teams. Coaching workshop clinics are scheduled for April the 23rd and 24th this year, and we would welcome expressions of interest from new volunteers who are currently working outside the goalball landscape to add value to the current program. In 2013, New South Wales Goalball started a strong partnership with Variety Club of Australia, the children's charity, in their support of our youth athletes who represented Australia at the IBSA 2013 Youth World Championships. From the success of that event, Variety Club approached New South Wales Goalball about submitting a number of applications in 2014 to support the continued growth of goalball as a sport which highlights teamwork, communication, and ability to achieve for youth athletes with a disability. Goalball New South Wales are pleased to announce that Variety Club has donated $16,000 to 8 youth athletes who will represent New South Wales and in some cases Australia during this year. New South Wales Goalball sincerely thank the children's charity for enriching the lives of young athletes with a vision loss. The work that is being done in this partnership will be long-lasting and is vital in the community for families to experience the opportunities that are available through Goalball. The BVIT Nationals were held at Rooty Hill, New South Wales in March. From all accounts, they were very successful and enjoyed by all. The following players were selected to represent Australia at the 2015 IBSA World Games in Seoul, South Korea. Marilyn Luck, Justin Bettys, Donna Hollad, Russell Hart, Rianne Patching and Kingsley Williams. Blind Golf New South Wales are organising the 2014 International Blind Golf Association World Blind Golf Championships on behalf of Blind Golf Australia. The field for the two-day 2014 World Championships is limited to 54 players, with Australia being guaranteed 9 places. Entries will be restricted to those who have handicaps under their site classification maximums. BGA's representatives will be based on their 2012-13 Order of Merit. Numbers for the Australian Open are unrestricted. Kylie Forth was celebrated and recognised by the Western Australian community as she was inducted into the Western Australian Women's Hall of Fame for 2014. 27-year-old Kylie was nominated for the Hall of Fame by a friend and existing inductee of the Hall of Fame, Mary Nenke. Kylie, who is totally blind and has had one leg amputated from cancer, humbly said she was pretty amazed to be nominated for the Hall of Fame. She said, "The Hall of Fame sounded like it was for someone who had achieved lots of things in their life, and I didn't think that I had done enough to be inducted." The Western Australian Women's Hall of Fame celebrates the significant contribution, influence and achievements of women in the Western Australian community. The 2014 nominations recognised women who have influenced others and contributed in one of the areas of community, business, health, education, arts and culture or sport. Kylie is a dedicated and fierce competitor in blind sailing and has competed and successfully placed in many international sailing competitions. Kylie is also a member of the Australian Blind Sailing Team, which was named Western Australian Disabled Sports Association Team of the Year in September 2013. The annual induction of nominees into the Western Australian Women's Hall of Fame coincides with International Women's Day, celebrated on the 8th of March every year. International Women's Day is a United Nations-sanctioned event that recognises and celebrates the courage and strength of women and the significant role they play in society and throughout history. And now for some sprinting news. Impressive in the men's para-athletics ambulant 100-metre was Chad Perris from Western Australia, who made his Australian flame debut at the IPC Athletics World Championships in Lyon, France last year. Breaking the 11-second barrier for the first time with a new personal best of 10.97, Perris's performance follows a move to the nation's capital to work with the renowned Paralympic coach Irina Dvozkina. Perris said, "It was a close finish and I had no idea what the time was. I can tell that I didn't think it was as quick as it was. So it was great to go as quick as that. My first sub-11, it's a good feeling. I made the move to Canberra after World Championships last year, and I couldn't be happier working with Irina and her team there. It's a great squad with the likes of Scott Reardon and Evan O'Hanlon, and all roads now lead to Rio in 2016. The Blind Sporting Association of New South Wales is currently seeking feedback from their stakeholders as they undertake a strategic review. To assist with this, they are holding a number of focus groups and an online survey for individual members. Each of these focus groups are very important, and all organisations are encouraged to attend to voice their feelings and provide a valuable contribution to the future direction of the Blind Sporting Association of New South Wales. For more information, please contact Matthew Dunstan on 0402 759 312 or by email Matthew, MATTHEW, dot Dunstan, DUNSTAN, at chillisports.com, chillisports.com. The Sporting Wheelies and Disabled Association's annual forum to promote inclusive sport and active recreation was held in Brisbane on the 1st of April. Around 70 delegates from the state's sport and disability sectors met for the 2014 Sports Connect Queensland Network Forum. This year's forum theme was The Way Forward, with delegates discussing their inclusive sport and recreation achievements, reviewing progress and identifying partners for future inclusion strategies. Key speaker Leanne Rogers outlined the Queensland Disability Plan and the role of the sports sector in the lead-up to the NDIS rollout. Queensland athletes with a disability also shared their stories about participation in mainstream sport during small group discussions. The association's Community Engagement and Education Manager, Jenny Froud, said, "The Sports Connect Queensland network is growing as more organisations commit to ensuring that people with a disability have the same sport and active recreation choices as everyone else in the community." In cycling news, Cycling Victoria, along with Blind Sports Victoria, ran a tandem cycling come and try program. The program was aimed at anyone who wanted to learn how to ride a tandem bike. Participants learned basic tandem bike riding skills applicable to both road and track. The program ran for 6 weeks, with the first 4 weeks at the H.A. Smith Reserve Velodrome in Hawthorne between Glenferrie and Auburn Roads. The last 2 weeks were held at the Darabin International Sports Centre. Thank you to BSA Victoria, who are answering any phone queries for Blind Sports Australia, as our office in Kensington is no longer attended. Upcoming events in the Blind Sports calendar include the ABBA National Championships, which are being held from the 29th of April to the 9th of May in Perth, Western Australia. The Blind Golf Victoria Caddies Championship is on Friday the 4th of April at the Malvern Golf Course. Contact Doug Sloan on 0418 344 243. Blind Golf Australia's World Cup and Australian Open will be held at the Nelson Bay Golf Club in Port Stephens from May the 10th to the 18th. The Blind Golf Victoria Burnley Long Handicap Cup is on May the 25th. And the Blind Cricket Australia Tour of India and Sri Lanka is on from the 12th of April to the 27th of April. The 2014 Commonwealth Games are being held in Glasgow from July the 24th to August the 1st. The 5th IBSA World Championships and Games are on in Seoul, South Korea, from May the 8th to the 18th in 2015. Blind Sports Australia Swimming Championship will be held at the Sydney Olympic Park Aquatic Centre on October the 25th. The 34th Australian Goalball Championships are on from October the 2nd to the 5th in Adelaide, South Australia. The Goalball Aussie Invitational Challenge is being held from the 25th to the 27th of April at Trinity Grammar in Strathfield, New South Wales. The IBSA Goalball World Championships are on in Finland from the 20th to the 29th of June 2014. The Goalball Australia Youth Training Camps are on the 23rd and 24th of April, as well as the 3rd and 4th of July, also at Trinity Grammar in Strathfield, New South Wales. And the Goalball New South Wales State Championship will be the 5th and 6th of July at Trinity Grammar again. The Sporting Wheelies and Disabled Association AGM is on June the 17th at the Kedron Wavell Services Club in Brisbane. The Eye Challenge is on at Waterfall Gully, South Australia on May the 4th. And the Blind Sports Victoria's tennis program will once again be conducted during 2014 at the National Tennis Centre Indoor Courts. Contact Blind Sports Australia Victoria for more information. That's all for the Blind Sports Australia newsletter for April 2014. If you'd like to get in contact with Blind Sports Australia, their postal address is PO Box 2114 Oak Park, Victoria 3046. The email address is admin@blindsportsaustralia.com.au and the website is www.blindsportsaustralia.com.au. The interim CEO is Stephen Barnes. The board chair is David Blythe. Board members Gary Sargent and Sam Theodore. And the secretary is Stephen Barnes. Thank you and stay tuned for upcoming newsletters from Blind Sports Australia.